It's finally the first day of summer vacation. But this means that I have to ride my bike past the cemetery, the Restful Souls Cemetery, to get to my brand new job. There is no other way to get there from here. I pedal as fast as I can, feet circling, wind tangling my hair, and sunshine glaring rudely in my face. I zoom past Restful Souls, squinting, bent forward. On purpose, I do not turn my head to look at those gravestones. I will not look. I will not look. I'll never look. I didn't look on the day that Daddy was buried here either. On that day, that bad, bad day, I stayed huddled in the car, parked in the heat over at the Fill It Up gas station. When I think about it, I can still smell the gasoline fumes from that day. I can feel the heat like fire, my heart melting into hot ashes of shock, the flame searing my face when I tried to look at a world without him. It was like there was a father-shaped hole in the universe, all filled up with gasoline and fire, and it's still smoldering. One of these days, now that I'm almost 12, I do plan to visit Daddy's grave. I really do. But first, I have to get brave. That's what it's going to take. A big, heaping scoop of being brave. Phew! The Restful Souls Cemetery is behind me now, and I'm pedaling slow and relaxed down Main Street. There's Polly's Precious Pets, and the hardware store, and the bank and the post office. Rank's Restaurant and the feed mill and the bar and the church, where the sign in between says, "Take a leap of faith." And just past the church, with its pointy steeple and stained glass and hopeful flower-lined paths, there it is, Mama's Salon. Delilah's delightful hair, nails, teeth, and tans, the purple and pink painted salon that my mama owns. It was once a library, believe it or not, and if you ask me, that building was better off filled with books. Now it's all about ladies who mostly only care about how they look. I park my bike just off the sidewalk under the magnolia tree that I'm named after, with its huge green leaves and sweet-smelling flowers. I feel as if I'm forgetting something, and I pat the pockets of my bib overall shorts. I have my house key. I have chewing gum to freshen my breath for the salon ladies. What am I forgetting? I can feel it in my gut, like something's missing, or lost, or not quite right. Ever since Daddy died, my fiery insides are tied into this big knot of emptiness. That includes my head and my heart and every other part. It's like I'm forgetting something, but I don't quite know what. Mama doesn't help anything, always nagging me about beauty and hair and stuff. Plus, my best friend Emma moved to Pennsylvania in December. I don't know how much more I can take, people leaving me and all that. I've decided not to get attached to human beings anymore. And now, here I am, my first day employed in the salon. Daddy would have a conniption fit, as he was all about brains over beauty. He used to call me his little genius tomboy girl. Daddy and I had a lot in common. We both liked adventure, fun, and being outside. I give my bike one last glance and head inside Delilah's, where everybody gawks when somebody comes in the door.